Unit 1. Dynamic Japan. Quiet Britain. Which small country has more than 10 typhoons blowing through it each year? And which country has summers so hot and humid that it makes going outside almost unbearable, yet has winters that can bury whole houses in snow? This same country seems to take natural disasters in its stride, dealing with them almost out of habit. The Kobe area of Japan was devastated in January 1995, but today most of the scars have disappeared, and we are apt to forget that 6,000 people died there. In March 2011, the east of Japan was hit by a huge earthquake and tidal wave, and whole communities were washed away. The scale of the tragedy was unbelievable, yet the affected area is already well on its way to being cleared and rebuilt. In contrast to dynamic Japan, the UK is less varied. Its terrain is relatively flat. It doesn't have Japan's extremes of winter cold and summer heat. Mother Nature treats the UK more gently than she does Japan. The UK is a northern country, and as such should be covered with snow and ice. But luckily, a warm sea current flows up from the southwest, giving the UK a mild climate and making it a pleasant place to live, if you can put up with the rain. The UK doesn't have many natural features that really stand out. There are no mountains above 1,400 meters, and there isn't much snow to speak of. Typhoons almost never bother us, and earthquakes are so rare that most Britons have never experienced one. If you believe that the weather is responsible for a people's character, then the British will fit right in with your beliefs. Britons are, on the whole, a pretty quiet, calm people. They are not usually as excitable as the people you would find in a hot country, nor are they particularly practiced in starting over again when disasters hit. Watch a video clip of cool UK politicians debating a hot topic in Parliament, and I think you'll see what I mean about the British character.